Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
We're talking everything St. Louis Blues as we head into the Blues Booth. Presented by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, a proud partner of your St. Louis Blues. Find your perfect new floor at our four convenient locations and online at BoardwalkHardwood.com.
The Blues missed the playoffs for the second consecutive season. They concluded their campaign last night with a 2-1 shootout loss to the Dallas Stars. They finished 43-33-6 for 92 points. And the Hall of Famer Bernie Federko joins us for the last time of this season. And Bernie, first of all, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Randy. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Okay, I'm going to go sunshine lollipops. Even though the Blues missed the playoffs, what positives or positive did you take out of this season?
Well, you know what? We've seen some development. There's no question that Robert Thomas has proven that he is one of the elite center icemen in the league, and I think he's going to continue to get better. I think we still see that the goaltending is absolutely fantastic with Bennington and Holford. In fact, maybe the two best pair that there is in the league right now. So I think that we saw what we expected to see at the beginning of the season. And I'm sure we talked about this team that would be fighting for a wild card or a third place in the division. And I think we saw them do that. And they fought right down until the end. So I think there was a lot of positives out of it. Obviously, there's been some negatives. When you don't make the playoffs, you look at the negatives and you try to make sure that you change some things and make some roster changes or whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that this ends. 2 years is too many now, not making the playoffs. And certainly I think the whole organization is looked to be moving forward and trying to make the playoffs next year.
Well, Bernie, Randy just set me up then to ask you about the lowlights. You mentioned there are some of the lowlights this season for the Blues, but what specifically do you think were some of the lowest points that they do have to move on and work on this offseason so they can have a better next season?
Well, Burke, I think it's always negative when you see a coach get fired during the year. I mean, that was probably the first negative that happened. Now, whether it was the response of the players or what was going on, I mean, the team was not playing the hockey that the management felt that they were supposed to be playing. So there was a coaching change. So, I mean, that's always a negative thing. But I think that there were some few things. I mean, power play was not good to start the year. It did get better as the season went along. I think defensively, I mean, 5-on-5, this team was not very, very good. I mean, I think they were the bottom five in the league scoring 5-on-5. And that's something, I mean, you know, they won a lot of games in a shootout in overtime. And I think, you know, that's 3-on-3 hockey or shootout hockey. And you don't get that when you get in the playoffs. Playoffs is always 5-on-5. And if you're going to score on a power play, it's 5-on-4 or 5-on-3. It's never 3-on-3. And the Blues had some really good success with their shootouts and their overtime this year. So they've got to be stronger defensively. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, they scored some goals. They did, but they had five guys that scored more than 25 goals. That's the positive. But the negative is that you got to get more people involved and more defensemen involved in the scoring. So, you know, it's little things. I mean, it's not, I think it's not something that is big. And I think that's the good news is that, maybe the transition for next year and the acquisition of maybe or changes, little changes can make this team a much better hockey club.
Okay, Bernie, I have a personal question. You ready?
Danny, I'm always ready for personal questions with you.
Okay, buddy. So little birdie told me that your son Drew and his lovely wife may have had another baby this past week. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, we had another little granddaughter. Aspen is her name. And she was born on, Sunday morning, April the 14th. Is that Sunday morning or Saturday morning? I can't remember. It would be this last week. So, yes, Christina and Aspen are doing great. Her little sister or her big sister, Bella, Drew, are happier than heck. They're home at the house now, which is great. They came home a couple of days ago, and things are all great, so we're pretty happy grandparents once again.
Well, you had to be really happy. That's a smart baby because the baby, you know, was here among us before the Masters final day. So that's great. You got a chance to watch the Masters.
I did. And I love watching the Masters. You know how much I love golf. My pool was not very good with it, but it's always fun to watch the Masters. In fact, I got to get there one of these years because it looks way too nice on TV to not be able to see that in person. I think that's going to be on my bucket list to get to Augusta before my days end.
Well, congratulations to you and Berna, the proud grandparents. Now I go from babies back to the Blues. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. How would you improve the roster? You got a little wiggle room with this team. Would you look defense? Would you look up front? How would you improve this roster if you could just tweak it a little bit?
Yeah, Daddy, I would look defense. I mean, obviously everybody would like to have a Makar or a Quinn Hughes, somebody like that. That's what I'd be looking for right now. I mean, the Blues have got some really good young talent. I mean, we're seeing, Dvorsky or whatever his name is in up in Canada playing in the OHL, playing in the playoffs right now. And you got Snuggerud. You've got some good young kids that look like they're going to be really, really good forwards, that are going to be able to step the lineup in the next year or two. So I think the way I'd be looking is trying to find that. I mean, it's hard to do, but if you could find that defenseman that can play, 25 minutes, you'll see somebody that can really kind of take control back on the back end. I mean, I really like the way that Parayko played this year. Letty has been really solid. Falk was solid, and not taking away from anything else from the other defense. We got some young kids at Kessel that had some of his experience now that he's gotten. But if you could find just one guy that could be that guy that is going to be your go-to defenseman that you could kind of build around, I think that's what I'd be looking for. Now is that. It's probably harder to find than not, but I mean, can you find something in the draft that way? I'm not sure, but I think that's kind of where I'd be going right now. Try to get a little more offense out of the defense and kind of have that structure where you get the transition game going and where you can score more goals coming from the blue line.
Bernie, as always, we thank you. Thanks for another great season. We really appreciate you joining us on Thursday mornings, and we've always enjoyed your work at Bally Sports as well, and we'll do it again. We'll ramp up again for 24-25.
Guys, it's always a pleasure. It's always great to be on with you guys. You guys have a great summer as well. And you know what? Get your golf games in order, and like I will do, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys back in the fall.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bernie. That's the great Hall of Famer Bernie Federico on 101 ESPN.